We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, virtuous viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouë, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. And in Adéa, Channel 37 on Ife Blessimon Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
En Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaola Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an Indonesian parliamentary delegation is welcomed to Pakistan. In good governance news, Kenya plans to ban plastic bags. In animal news, American researchers discover that prairie dogs have a well-developed language. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 19th, is the birthday of the President of Argentina, Her Excellency Cristina Fernández de Kirchner, born in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Her Excellency, the first female elected President of Argentina, has emphasized unity of South American countries and has advocated peace in the Middle East. February 19th is also the birthday of the President of Slovenia, His Excellency Dr. Danilo Turk. Born in Maribor, Slovenia, President Turk is known for his commitment to human rights concerns. President Turk has also shown dedication in developing economic cooperation with many countries. In addition, it is the birthday of the President of Zambia, His Excellency Rupia Bwezani Banda. His Excellency encourages harmony and is committed to prosperity in Zambia. We respectfully wish Your Excellencies Cristina Fernández de Kirchner, Dr. Danilo Turk, and Rupia Bwezani Banda blessed and very happy birthdays in the company of cherished ones.
Flying news. Heavy rains deluge Western Australia. Deluging precipitation on Wednesday night, February 16th, isolated several towns in the Goldfields and Pilbara regions. On Thursday, over 200 people sought refuge at a relocation centre in Laverton. The town was drenched with the equivalent of its average annual rainfall, more than 120 millimetres in just 24 hours. A nearby major creek burst its banks, isolating a small mining town from which 100 workers were evacuated. Kalgoorlie State Emergency Services, or SES volunteers, had been placed on standby and officials sent food and other supplies to the displaced residents. Meanwhile, a cyclone warning for the northwestern coastal areas of Western Australia was lifted as tropical cyclone Dianne began moving out to sea, but widespread flood alerts remained in place.
As when cyclones were reported elsewhere in Australia earlier in the week, Supreme Master Qinghai again requested that our association members please check with local officials to see if assistance is required and to go, if possible, to support the most vulnerable. Expressing her love and prayers, she added that emergency funds are available.
We are grateful for the ready assistance of Australian officials and emergency personnel, as well as for Supreme Master Qinghai's detailed concern. May such weather instabilities as these be lessened as we extend greater kindness toward one another and our shared planetary home.
Mysterious earthquakes strike Arkansas, USA. Starting Sunday, February 13th through Thursday, more than 30 temblors of up to 3.8 in magnitude have shaken the north-central Arkansas cities of Greenbrier and Guy, with 16 that occurred on Wednesday alone. The U.S. Geological Survey reports that more than 700 have rattled the region in the past 6 months, with fortunately no reports of significant damage or injury for the recent tremors. The Arkansas Geological Survey has stated that the quakes may be caused by nearby drilling for natural gas, which uses a method called hydraulic fracturing to pump chemical fluids into wells that crack underground rock to extract the gas, with wastewater also being reinjected deep into the ground. This method is proving more controversial than first expected, with states like New York and countries such as the United Kingdom having suspended its use pending safety investigations. We thank heaven for the safety of the affected Arkansas residents. Our prayers that humanity's more caring stewardship of the environment minimizes such potential dangers as these.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Spain's government signals confidence in Basque truce. Interior Minister Alfredo Perez Rubalcaba has affirmed that the Basque group ETA's expressed willingness to lay down arms for peace talks is definitive. ETA had previously declared a ceasefire in September 2010, and in January this year offered further assurance that the initiative was permanent and that the group was willing to have its intentions verified by international observers. Basque groups hoping to participate in nationwide municipal elections in May are also working to launch a new political party and have filed the charter documents with Spain's Interior Minister. We are gladdened by these advancements towards peaceful coexistence in Spain. May mutual harmony and respect prevail for people across the land to live in shared tranquility for generations to come.
previously unpublished Warhol self-portrait auctioned for $17.4 million. A recently discovered self-portrait of US pop art legend Andy Warhol has been auctioned after being held in a private collection since 1974. The large painting, measuring a full 6 feet by 6 feet, is one of a series of Mr. Warhol's highly regarded works that were completed in 1967 at the height of his artistic career. 8 of these renderings were showcased in a landmark exhibition held in New York's Museum of Modern Art 2 years after his passing, with only 3 from the collection that have ever been auctioned, with the paintings by retaining anonymity thus far. Francis Outred, head of contemporary art at auction house Christie's Europe, said, "It has been an incredibly exciting journey to work with a previously unknown work by Andy Warhol, particularly one with such historic importance. We rejoice in the discovery of another treasured work of art. May it be shared as a creative piece of history to enrich and delight the hearts of many."
Japanese government suspends whaling. Thanks to the efforts of organizations such as Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, the Japanese government has announced it will stop its whale hunt for an undetermined amount of time. Every year, during the whale hunting season, Sea Shepherd activist ships inhabit the same waters as the whalers to protect the marine mammals from being caught and ultimately killed.
In an interview with Supreme Master Television, Captain Paul Watson of Sea Shepherd, who has also been honored with a Shining World Hero Award from Supreme Master Qinghai, comments on the sentient nature of these gentle giants of the sea.
I've been involved with opposing whaling operations for 40 years, and certainly the whales that we have seen that have been killed are in extreme agony. These are very highly intelligent, sensitive creatures, and there's certainly no doubt at all. We've heard them scream. It's probably one of the cruelest slaughters of any wildlife species on the planet because it takes so long to kill a whale.
Although there has been a commercial whaling moratorium in effect since the 1980s, an exception to the law allows for the hunting of whales for research purposes, which often leads to exploiting the animals for meat.
All we have to do really is uphold international conservation law. We have all the rules, regulations, and treaties we need to protect whales, but we have a lack of economic and political motivation on the part of governments to uphold those laws. So that's why non-government organizations are forced to go in there and do the job that governments refuse to do.
It is possible that more than 850 minke whales will be saved this season by the halt in whaling. In a recent interview with the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, or ABC Network, Captain Watson stated the group's mission very simply, as he said, "Every whale saved is a victory to us."
We offer our gratitude and respect to Captain Watson and the other brave and resolute members of Sea Shepherd Conservation International for your efforts that have preserved the lives of these precious, intelligent, and sensitive sea mammals. May the day come soon that a complete and permanent ban on whaling is enacted throughout the world.
Supreme Master Qinghai has often spoken about the tremendously benevolent whales, as during a November 2009 video conference in the United States, and in a more recent conference on February 9th, revealed insights on the whales and other animals' high level of God quality through the following top 12 ranking.
For example, the highest in the animal kingdoms are dogs. And the second are whales.
Wow.
Third, dolphin. Number four, birds like parrots. Number five, pigeons. Number six, rabbit. Number seven, cows. Number eight, deer. Number nine, tortoise. Number 10, penguin. Number 11 is peacock. Number 12 are the seals. People built some small temple along the coast, many of them, to worship the whales because they want to show gratitude to the whales. Many of the boat people have been rescued by whales from the stormy sea or from a capsized boat. The whales rescue them in number. Since time immemorial, the Vietnamese people always build temples in gratitude to the whales. And these are the true story. Not only they bless us invisibly, they also rescue people at sea. These animals, they were born here in order to balance it, to help us, to fill in the void of love that we lost through our inconsiderate actions. But sadly, we kill them if we can contact some of the best animal telepathic communicators, they would tell you that whales are the greatest love. I have told about different quality of love of different animals, and whales and seals are one of the few number one in loving power. So if we kill these beings, we really killing ourselves. Now, if we let them live, then they will be able to bring back to Earth the powerful, unconditional love, and they do their noble mission knowingly.
Renewed citizen protests at recent price increases. The pressure of steeply rising food and fuel prices, especially over the past few months, has been seen in the lives of people across the globe. In Israel, the bus, truck and taxi drivers expressed their alarm over rising fuel costs, while transportation workers in Athens, Greece have been holding regular strikes over government measures that threaten to lower their incomes in the face of increased costs of living. Escalating food and fuel prices have also been a serious concern of those protesting in the Middle East and Northern Africa, including Jordanian citizens, with government workers and even the Egyptian police calling for more equitable pay. In Latin America, Bolivians have been raising their voice about high prices accompanied by dwindling food stocks. And in Asia, Bangladeshis have expressed concern for the cost of food and fuel, along with insufficient energy.
These most recent protests follow ones made by citizens in many other countries just last month, also due to increased prices for basic necessities, including Tunisia, Algeria, India, Bangladesh, China, Morocco, Chile, Yemen, Pakistan, and India. In the United Kingdom, students marched in protests over education fees being raised, stating their fears that they would not have the opportunity to graduate or attend university. Some governments have made efforts to offset or respond to these concerns, such as in Sri Lanka and Russia, where some price controls have been implemented. Still, other nations including Kuwait, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, and China have said they will subsidize prices. Meanwhile, the United Nations has also offered to assist, including in North Korea, where a team is being sent to evaluate the people's needs, and in South Korea, President Lee Myung-bak is urging for the creation of a national food procurement task force.
Nous sommes donc tous convaincus qu'il y a urgence à apporter des solutions concrètes à cette question de la volatilité du prix des matières premières agricoles pour lutter contre le risque d'émeutes de la faim et pour lutter contre le problème de la faim dans le monde. J'avais eu l'occasion de le dire à Rome il y a quelques jours, je le confirme aujourd'hui, le risque d'émeutes de la faim dans le monde reste réel en raison de l'augmentation des prix alimentaires mondiaux.
Many thanks all governments and agencies for your caring efforts to assist fellow citizens during these challenging times. May heaven grace all those facing adverse conditions with resiliency, as we pray that the benevolent endeavors of leaders and individuals alike brings the comfort of sustenance and stability to people everywhere.
Save our planet. Scientists confirm climate change linked to UK flooding. Connecting the nation's weather events to the larger phenomenon of climate change for the first time, a study by scientists at the University of Oxford in the United Kingdom has shown that human-generated greenhouse gases contributed to the devastating 2000 floods, with British meteorologists saying that this was also the wettest autumn in more than 230 years of record-keeping. The extreme rains and flooding affected thousands of residents throughout especially England and Wales, damaging nearly 10,000 properties.
In their study, the researchers evaluated regional flood patterns over the past 7 years, as well as thousands of detailed computer weather simulations to establish the chance of floods occurring with and without greenhouse gases present. Their results, published in the journal Nature, concluded that human-made global warming made flooding twice as likely to occur. Reviewing the study, expert climatologist Professor Andrew Weaver of Canada's University of Victoria cautioned that continued global warming could lead to worsening conditions, as he stated, "We should continue to expect increased flooding associated with increased extreme precipitation because of increasing atmospheric greenhouse gas, and we have no one to blame but ourselves."
Our appreciation, University of Oxford scientists, for your detailed work in revealing a clear link between extreme weather patterns and human-caused greenhouse gas emissions. May we quickly adopt effective actions to mitigate such impacts and stabilize the ecosphere.
In a video message presented to the Association of Mexican Magistrates Pro-Environmental Justice in October 2009, Supreme Master Qinghai addressed the alarming rise in climate change-induced floods and other disasters, while reminding of the steps needed to reverse them.
We have signs of imminent crisis are evident in all corners of the world. First, storms have nearly doubled in intensity over the past 5 years, as we can see in recent hurricanes and floods, which left damage, trauma, and grieving families. What causes these damaging changes? The number one cause of global warming is livestock. Recent research tells us that livestock raising is responsible for more than 50% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions. Livestock is the single largest source of human-generated methane, a greenhouse gas that traps at least 72 times more heat than CO2, as measured over a 20-year period. Therefore, to rapidly halt global warming, to halt the emission of methane, we must stop its number one source, that is, livestock breeding. Becoming vegetarian would be an effective solution to global warming. That is, we have to live an animal-free lifestyle, a compassionate lifestyle.
As Bahrain's King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa orders his son, Crown Prince Sheikh Salman bin Hamad Al Khalifa, to begin a national dialogue to end unrest, giving him every power necessary to address the needs of the Bahraini people. The Crown Prince immediately instructs all armed forces to leave the roads, urging for calm among all sides as he expresses his condolences to fellow Bahraini citizens for the country's troubled situation and pledges to work toward restoring her humanity, culture, and future stability.
Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ramin Mimon Perez speaks out against the violent response to the peaceful protesters in Bahrain, calling for the government to exercise restraint and listen to the voice of the people.
U.S. President Barack Obama urges the governments of Libya, Bahrain, and Yemen to show restraint and refrain from violence in responding to their nation's peaceful demonstrations, while urging them to respect human rights.
Save Our Planet. The decision by the U.S. Environment Protection Agency to halt all oil drilling off Alaska's coast, pending more studies to evaluate environmental impact, is heralded by environmental groups such as the Sierra Club and the Center for Biological Diversity for its protection of wildlife and the earth.
Save Our Planet. Chief Economist Dr. Fatih Birol of the France-based International Energy Agency warns the goal of limiting global temperature rise to 2 degrees Celsius will not be achieved without significant and courageous steps now.
Warning news. A U.S. study conducted in Central California, USA, where the pesticides paraquat and rotenone are used on vegetable crops, finds that exposure to these chemicals increases the risk of the degenerative nerve disorder known as Parkinson's disease by 75%, with exposure before age 60 raising it by up to sixfold.
Jazzy the Gazelle, a happy vegan. Today I have a food preparation tip. Have fun using the ingredients you have on hand to serve up yummy plant-based delights. On some websites, such as www.catteacorner.com, the vegan recipes are indexed by ingredients so you can look for delectable animal-free meals according to what items you have available. Or let your imagination and inspiration create the next exciting new veg dishes. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Here's the weather around the world.
In world news, an Indonesian parliamentary delegation is welcomed to Pakistan. Speaker of the National Assembly of Pakistan, Her Excellency Dr. Fahmida Mirza, stated that the two nations have a deep historical, cultural and religious connection. The Indonesian delegation and their Pakistani counterparts discussed means of enhancing economic and trade endeavors between the two countries. Indonesian parliamentarians also expressed support for a strong, stable Pakistan for the benefit of the region and the world. Congratulations, Indonesia and Pakistan, on your friendly relations. May your growing closeness bring many advantages and much happiness to the warm-hearted citizens of both your nations, with heaven's blessings.
In good governance news, Kenya plans to ban plastic bags. Dr. Ayub Makaria, Director General of the Kenyan National Environmental Management Agency, announced a new prohibition on plastic bags of up to 0.06 millimeters or 60 microns in thickness. These are most likely to be picked up by the winds and can be carried hundreds of kilometers away. To help ensure a positive outcome of the program, the Kenyan Bureau of Standards has been given the responsibility to survey and monitor factories and imports at the ports. A big green thumbs up, Dr. Makaria and Kenya, on your earth-friendly measures. We wish you much success in reclaiming and preserving a pristine environment for the enjoyment and benefit of all. Coming up on Noteworthy News, prairie dogs can communicate the difference between people of different heights. We'll take a moment for inner communion with God. Please stay tuned for more munificent news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, rejuvenating news for a revitalizing world. In animal news, American researchers discovered that prairie dogs have a well-developed language. Dr. Kon Slobodzikov, biology professor emeritus of Northern Arizona University, and students conducted field studies in which they recorded and then analyzed the prairie dog's verbal response to various visitors in the area. Researchers found that the perceptive animal's communications reflected their varied observations. In terms of size and color, Dr. Slobodzikov said, essentially they were saying, here comes the tall human in the blue, versus here comes the short human in the yellow. In addition, the smart prairie dogs could distinguish between a triangle and circle. Many thanks, Dr. Slobodzikov and students, for this fascinating information. May the articulate prairie dogs thrive in safety and joy, as humans increasingly become the devoted guardians of the amazing animal kingdom.
Let's enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled The Emperor.
The teacher, what is an emperor, Johnny? I don't know. The teacher say, an emperor is a ruler. Johnny say, ah sure, I used to carry an emperor to school with me every day. A ruler.
And now for our viewer's heartline.
I watch your Supreme Master TV. It is very good. Your message is nice and very different. It is useful to me. Thank you very much. Reverend P. Joshua, Church Ministry and Social Work of Tamil Nadu, India.
Respected Reverend P. Joshua, we are most appreciative of your kind note and honored that you find Supreme Master Television programs beneficial. May God bless you in your noble mission and all the pure-hearted souls of India.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be blessed with divine grace.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi signs an agreement granting a donation of 6 million euros to the African nation of Togo to aid the country's development through projects related to agriculture, healthcare, and education.
Members of the Philippine peace advocacy group Pax Christi Pilipinas gathered to pray for the success of peace talks, resuming between the central government and the National Liberation Front Party for the first time in 6 years.
UK impact absorption specialist company Selmon, along with researchers at Ruskin University, develop a soft car hood that folds inward on impact designed to minimize head trauma and save many lives.
The South Korean government launches a campaign in cooperation with universities and parents toward banning alcohol on academic campuses in an effort to protect students from its harmful effects.
Following her hospitalization for a heart condition in Los Angeles, USA, doctors report that Hollywood film legend Elizabeth Taylor is now stable and improving steadily.
Japanese Foreign Minister Seiji Maehara and Indian Minister of Trade and Industry Anand Sharma signed a free trade agreement to lift tariffs on 94% of products sold between their countries over the next 10 years.
AFCON's Agency for Technical Cooperation and Development, or ACTED, partners with the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, to provide housing, water supplies, and vocational training for 3,000 families in need to help improve their quality of life.
Citing their numerous devastating health effects and suffering caused to chickens, animal welfare spokesperson for New Zealand's Green Party, Sue Kedgley, calls on the government to halt the use of battery hen and so-called enriched cages.
The Syrian government allocates $4.2 billion for a five-year program to assist farmers in mitigating climate change and expanding growth as it offers support for switching to more efficient irrigation methods and subsidized crops such as wheat, barley, and cotton.
The Times of India Kala Goda Arts Festival 2011 in Mumbai, India, delights visitors as it brings together classic elements of East and West with inspiring art forms that include traditional Indian dances being performed on the same stage as their modern American counterparts.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.